Hello, and welcome to this special edition of Coffee with the Council. I'm Alicia Malone, Senior Manager of Public Relations at PCI Security Standards Council. This week, the Council held its annual Europe Community Meeting in Milan, Italy. It was exciting to have everyone back in person again in Europe for the first time in 3 years, and it was a busy week. So let's dive right in. The week started off with a major announcement from Lance Johnson, our executive director. Lance talked about an exciting new engagement opportunity that will significantly expand our board of advisors and create new participation opportunities for our stakeholders.
Wow, Lance, you had a major announcement this morning in the general session. What's the big news?
First, the big news is we're back in person, and that was exceptional. That was absolutely one of the most invigorating opportunities to be with the stakeholders from all around the world. But you're right, we had some major information that we were providing to the industry about how the council is evolving to meet their needs. The first is, as of beginning of next year, the council is going to be expanding its participating organization structure. So the Board of Advisors, which is currently 30 organizations, which are elected from their peers throughout the PO structure, are going to go to 56. So three new groups from one. Today we have the one, the POs, then three new groups are the associate, the principal, and the individual. And with that, we're going to hopefully open up the opportunities for participation and engagement in the activities that we do, meeting our mission, which is protecting payments.
And speaking of opening up engagement opportunities, so the Board of Advisors is gonna expand and then they're also gonna have a vote, is that right?
Yes, so that's probably the second half of the big announce, or it is the second half of the big announcement. The other big comment that we've gotten over the years is organizations want more engagement. Going forward, next year, all new standards and all major work items associated with a standard are going to be voted on and approved by the Board of Advisors.
That's a pretty big change. What made the council make this decision, make this change now?
This is a direct reflection of what we've learned from the POs themselves. This is what they've asked for. We've heard it before. Now we're taking the step to actually meet their expectations, to fulfill their request.
For more information about this exciting initiative, please visit the PCI SSC website. We also caught up with our fabulous MC for this event, Sharon Burgess, who is Senior Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at BCD Travel, and board member and vice president of strategic development at Cyversity.
So Sharon, tell us about your role as MC at the community meetings this year. What has that been like?
Yeah, being an MC for the PCI SSC meetings has been great. It's actually been really fun to step out of my roles every day as a CISO and to be able to engage with the community and to be able to engage with practitioners. Part of my role is to keep everyone moving and try to keep the energy up in the room and just try to encourage the presenters as they come through as well. Some of them are really nervous. And so something easy to just high five them or to just give them that encouragement is what I'm trying to do as the MC. But it's been a lot of fun.
As a board member and vice president of strategic development at Cyversity, you have a passion for seeing consistent representation of women and underrepresented minorities in the cybersecurity industry. Tell us about that mission and what kinds of trends you're seeing in the industry.
The thing that I love most about Cyversity and what we're doing as an organization is that we're taking a multi-pronged approach to how we address and attack this issue. Obviously, there's a number of open jobs and people trying to transition, many of those individuals being mid-career transitioners, so not just those who are coming out of school, but those who have already had a previous career and want to get into cybersecurity. And we are making way for all of them. And we have done that over the past year. We've granted over 300 scholarships to individuals. We've rolled out $3 million worth of funding for those individuals as well to get through training. And it's a really powerful movement. And so we're really excited, and we're also having our annual conference coming up in Orlando, November 7th through the 9th. And so just bringing that community together to have more conversation is something that we're really excited about and continues to be a passion of mine.
So you mentioned briefly a little bit about your background. How did you get started in cybersecurity? What led you into that career path in technology?
Yeah, so a little bit, you know, my educational background is really varied, but out of school, I worked in pharmaceutical manufacturing, doing data auditing, technical writing, compliance. I was a contractor. And I found very quickly that, you know, I was very good at that area, but I wanted more. So moving forward into graduate school and had the opportunity to study international affairs with a focus on international political security. So the idea of talking about war and weapons was seemingly interesting at the time, but now really using that as a parallel into cybersecurity, war is war. So being able to wage war, take down governments or companies from computer systems is the same as taking them down with weapons. And so early in my career, I was able to transition from doing data auditing and compliance to a compliance role that happened to be in the security space. And so fell in love with the topic and then kind of just progressed from there. And so it's been fun. I work for a travel company, so the diversity of culture has been really fun, as well as the dynamicism of the field of cybersecurity has been great.
One of the most popular topics throughout the week has been PCI DSS version 4. We spoke with Candace Young, Standards Manager at PCI SSC, to chat more about PCI DSS version 4 and where stakeholders can find supporting resources to help drive their understanding of the standard.
Definitely, I'd say let's start with the website. We do have some pretty informative supporting resources available there. Our website, we've got a resource hub, which is that central location for all PCI DSS version 4 material. We've got the quick reference guide there that was recently updated, the version 4.0 prioritized approach, as well as an at-a-glance document that really helps to summarize some of the key goals that we kept in mind when developing the standard. FAQs is actually another great resource available on our website, and we're going through an exercise now where we're updating a lot of the FAQs to make sure that they align with PCI DSS version 4. So it's always important to continually review our website because you'll see some updates there on the regular. I believe our mobile app is also a recent addition, and that's a quick way to just have handheld access to all of our great materials. So I think those are some of the good ways. And later this year, the Council is actually publishing something really great, a new resource called the Global Content Library. And my quickfire presentation, as well as every other community meeting presentation, will be available there in that content library for people to see all the time. So check that out later on this year.
Our community meeting attendees had a great time at our welcome reception at the Spirit Day Milan. We asked them what it's like to be back in person again and what they enjoy most about the community meetings.
Completely nice, meeting new people, meeting people who is in the business the same as you, not only commercial people, but also QSA people, consulting people. It's very exciting.
It's been great, yeah. It's been my first time I've ever been to one of them.
It's a fantastic experience. So many, you know, colleagues and friends in the business that we meet again. I haven't seen, you know, face to face for a number of years now. So it's just, you know, just amazing.
It's marvellous. It's great to be back to see people in person. You can never ever underestimate the personal human contact. Every day you learn something new, but speaking to people directly, they all have different stories to tell.
And the cheese. Jesus, I love the cheese.
PCI SSC also honored the 54 women featured in our Paving the Way, Inspiring Women in Payments blog and podcast series. The series has earned 4 awards over the last 3 years, 2 gold awards, an award of distinction, and an honorable mention award for excellence in a podcast series. Here is what a few of these women had to say about their involvement.
Very good. I'm Sherry Collis. I'm the Director of PCI Services and the PCI Practice Lead for our global operation of online enterprises, and we do business as Online Business Systems. The experience was quite amazing, actually, because first off, it made me go back into the history to remember some of the stepstones that got me into payments and some of the challenges that I experienced as a female, and helped me recap those and figure out how I can make it a little different for other women that are coming up in the industry that I wouldn't have thought about otherwise. It was nice to give a hand up to others now.
Sure. Diana Greenhaw, Square Data Security Governance. So it was really nice to have the Women in Payments reception here at the European PCI community meeting, because it's been a number of years since we've been able to get together face-to-face. And a lot of women have joined the industry, specifically in payments and cybersecurity, since this all started. So it was really nice to get to meet some people face-to-face. And some people have changed companies, but I'm seeing them under a new banner. So that's been really fun to just get to see them face-to-face again.
My name is Julie Kwan, and I am the senior manager for actually our data security compliance program, as well as our account data compromise program, as well as all things security, basically for the Discover Network. I had a chance to connect with other women, as well as some of the men in the organization, but more so the women, and just have some really great talks about, because some are newer to the industry, and it's thankfully benefiting from those of us who've been around a little longer, and likewise those who were also with me as trailblazers earlier on in the career, and sharing those experiences and how it was amazing to see how we had similar experiences, even though some are in France and some were in the US and some were in Central Europe. And just to share that opportunity, you know, to compare notes and find that, wow, we have that in common. So it was a lot of fun.
We hope you enjoyed the Europe Community Meeting, and we look forward to seeing you again at a PCI SSC event soon. Please fill out the online survey to provide us with your feedback about the community meeting, and safe travels home.